Well, Dan, going through this bracket here, we'll start right at the top. And got Steve Van Buren, Lito Shepherd. You know, I'm not taking anything away from Lito, but Steve Van Buren, greatest running back in the history of the franchise, first Eagle in the Hall of Fame, first Eagle with his number retired. Not much question about this one.
No, anytime you can put that little HOF next to your name, you're special, exactly. Next we had Norm Wildman Wiley and Timmy Brown. And Ray, we were split on this one, actually. I went with Norm Wiley. I love the fact that he had 17 sacks in one game. He's a D lineman, so that's always going to be close to my heart. You went with Timmy Brown.
I went with Timmy Brown. I thought one of the most versatile backs and talented backs of the 1960s. The Eagles teams kind of weren't that good back then. He was about all they had going. Two straight years led the league in combined yardage, rushing, receiving, kick returns. I go with Timmy Brown.
And then we had the Brian Westbrook, Jason Peters matchup. This one for me was tight in my heart. It was close. It was, you know, Jason Peters to me was one of the greatest offensive linemen ever played the game. I thought he was going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. We'll see how the injury affects him. But Brian Westbrook and what he meant to this franchise, and really how in this Andy Reid era how he was so important in everything he did, he wins out with both of us.
I'm with you on Brian Westbrook. Next to Steve Van Buren, I think Brian Westbrook's the best running back who's ever worn an Eagles uniform. Now, going down here, we got Bucko Kilroy and Chad Lewis. Everybody remembers Chad Lewis, the tight end on Andy Reid's teams. But Bucko Kilroy was an offensive and defensive lineman for the Eagles teams of the 40s, had the reputation of the dirtiest player in the National Football League. Life magazine did a story about him called Mayhem on Sundays. Bucko Kilroy, he got my vote, is one of the best linemen in the history of this team.
Yeah, and for all those reasons you just said, that's why I picked him also. You love those old throwback stories, those kind of, you know, nut jobs. You love those, so that's where we went with that
one. Okay, now we split on this one.
Yes, we did. We had Clyde Simmons, David Akers. Ray, you went with David Akers. I know you loved him as a kicker. He's the all-time leader. I had to go with Clyde Simmons, though. He was really, like we said, that heart and soul of that defense. You know, people love that defense, and of course, he's a defensive lineman, so I was going to love him.
And I know, how you guys feel about kickers generally, but this guy was the best kicker in Eagles history.
Yes.
Broke the scoring record, which stood forever. Still leads the team in virtually every kicking category, including field goals, and is still kicking field goals, as I recall, out in San Francisco.
Still pretty good.
So, yeah, I mean, I have tremendous respect for Clyde Simmons, but I cast my vote for Dave Akers.
He's a kicker.
All right, move on here. We got Wilbert Montgomery and Herm Edwards. These guys were contemporaries. They both played for the Dick Vermeil team in the late 70s and the early 80s. And listen, Herm was a terrific player and got great mileage out of his athletic ability. But to me, pound for pound, might have been the toughest guy ever played for the Eagles. Wilbert Montgomery, he was really the key to the Vermeil offense and the team went to the Super Bowl.
No, I agree with you. We were both on the same one on that one. The next one we had was the Jerry Sizemore, Marion Campbell. Ray, I'll let you take this one.
Okay, well, I think a lot of Eagles fans only remember Marion Campbell as a coach.
Yes.
Where it wasn't terribly successful.
Yeah.
But Marion Campbell, when he was a player here as a defensive lineman, as part of the 1960 team that won the World Championship, was the best defensive lineman on that team. Could play end, could play tackle, tremendous toughness, played the whole 60 season on a banged-up ankle. Marion Campbell was a really good player, but I voted for Jerry Sizemore because I knew how good Jerry was for that Vermeil team. Just a tremendous tackle. Didn't talk much to the press, so he didn't get a lot of publicity. Kind of underrated his whole career. But Jerry Sizemore, solid player, and he gets our vote.
I went the same way with you. You know, in the trenches, tough guy. I went there with him as well.
Okay, and then down in our last one, we got two receivers going head-to-head here. You got Tommy McDonald.
Who we all love, too.
Hall of Famer. And Irving Fryer, who was a very good player and has borderline, I think, Hall of Fame credentials.
Mm-hmm.
But Tommy McDonald is in the Hall of Fame. To me, the great stat on Tommy McDonald, Danny, is the 1960 season, again, the last championship season.
Yeah.
Tommy McDonald, 39 catches, 13 touchdowns.
Wow.
One touchdown for every three catches. Now that's production.
Exactly. Like we said, anytime you have that Hall of Fame next to your name, you know, you're going to win that bracket. That's why if it was me and Ray, he'd be the Hall of Fame guy, I'd be the loser.
Well, this is fun to do. Let's look back through Eagles history. Hope you enjoyed it and hope you stay with it. And at the end of the year, we will tell you who, by your vote, is the greatest Eagle of all time.